Order, order.
'Twas the week after Easter, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a select committee mouse.
There were no select committee meetings for a second week in a row, though that's not because of a lack of workload in Parliament's engine rooms. There are currently 18 bills before select committees, as well as 35 pending financial reviews of government agencies, and another 60 inquiries and briefings for committees to get through. Looking to the final week of the three-week Easter adjournment, there is so far one select committee meeting scheduled. That's the Māori Affairs Committee, whose members will be back at Parliament on Monday to make progress on four items of business. They'll be looking at two treaty settlement bills, the Te Hiku Claim Settlement and the Te Kāro Aumaki Claim Settlement, and also on that committee's agenda on Monday will be consideration of the Waitangi National Trust Board Amendment and the Māori Language Te Reo Māori Bill. That last bill is focused on the continuing revitalisation of Te Reo Māori and seeks to repeal the Māori Language Act 1987 and Part 4A of the Broadcasting Act 1989 in order to establish an independent entity, Te Matawai, to provide leadership in regard to the health of the Māori language. Making a submission on that bill in Auckland last month was broadcaster and former MP Willie Jackson, now chairman of the National Urban Māori Authority.
We see the bill as a betrayal of urban Māori from the previous Minister of Māori Affairs. And he has come up with a bill that is totally against the interests of Māori in Auckland.
The former minister Willie Jackson was referring to there was former Māori Party co-leader and Māori Affairs Minister Peter Sharples.
How he came up with it and why he came up with it is beyond me and beyond us, given the Māori language renaissance started at Marae's like his. The revival, the Māori renaissance, wasn't started in the heart of Ngāpuhi or Tainui or Ngāti Pro, but it was started at urban marais like Hwani Waititi. And for some reason, the former minister forgot all that and got all romantic and decided that the tribes deserved this right to lead this kaupapa. Despite the type of kōrero that came from, has come from some of our rangatira in the reo, like Timothy Karetu, who said, why should the language be returned to the control of the same iwi who let it die?
Mr. Jackson questioned the bill's underlying intention, that the future implementation of Te Reo revitalisation should be led by iwi.
Tribes don't have any right to this kaupapa. The reality is that this kaupapa was driven by our practitioners in the city, by the karetus also, the academics who worked with our people at the coalface, advanced this kaupapa when tribes left the language to die. So it's saddening to see what's happened, and it's particularly sad that we've been cut out and totally left out of the equation.
Chairman of the National Urban Māori Authority, Willie Jackson. And later there was a submission from a representative from the rural Northland iwi, Ngāti Hine, Waharoa Shortland. Mr. Shortland welcomed the inclusion of iwi as leaders of a Māori language strategy, but questioned the establishment of a governing board in order to implement it.
I hate the thought that all we're pushing for in these new structures is just another way for another group of people to gather up funding streams towards themselves or towards a kaupapa over here, and then we'll mix it all up, and before you know it, you don't know where it went. I'd say let the people who say iwi can't do it, watch us.
Ngāti Hine representative Waharoa Shortland with that submission on the Māori Language Bill to the Māori Affairs Committee in Auckland last month. That bill is due to be reported back from the committee by July the 31st.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Parliament resumes at the end of this three-week adjournment on Tuesday week, April the 28th. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.